Crumble Cookie employee. He's in trouble now and going viral. See if he did the right thing or not. Someone was coming through and got one of those dirty sodas. Biggie clued us into those a while back.
The best.
A dirty soda. Oh, I hate you say that because they're so terrible for you.
Oh, they're horrendous.
Awful. I mean, you've taken the worst thing you can drink, the soda, and you've added milk to it.
A heavy cream.
Not even going to be nice with milk. Heavy cream to it.
And usually other flavors, too, that add more sugar.
Sugary. So the Crumble employee took it upon himself to say to the person who had ordered, it's got a lot of sugar in it. Here he is telling his story.
Hi, everyone. I'm a Crumble employee, and we've started to have customers come in every day or multiple times a day for these new dirty sodas that have 148 grams of sugar in them. One time I said to one of the customers, like, there's 148 grams of sugar, and then I got in trouble because I'm not really supposed to point that out. And then they were like, well, you know, normally I drink 10 cans of Coke a day, so isn't that the same thing? And I said, well, yeah. And I said, so you're replacing your Coke with the dirty sodas? And they're like, no, I just drink the 10 cans of Coke, and then I also get the dirty soda. Oh, and they'll also usually get a box of 6 cookies to go with their drink.
My God.
Yeah. 10 cans of Coke. I just love the idea of
dirty soda.
The Crumble manager. Hey, Braxton, can I have work? Come on over here. Let's not reveal to the customers how much sugar's in there.
We're selling sugar here. Yeah. We're selling cookies and dirty sodas.
I think you knew when you took the job what you'd be doing here.
That's what I'm saying. If this were at a gym, I'd be like, okay, he's just trying to help. This guy works at a place that sells cookies. Yeah,
I think he might be more comfortable with a clean juice.
Yes. But or I thought that too. Or is he saying to somebody who walks into a bar drunk, I'm not going to serve you? You know, is it similar?
I would like to see the person he said that to.
Yep.
I would like to see that person.
Is he a person of size? That's the question. You know, if you walk in, do you get
shamed? I think he just said it probably to
whoever.
Whoever, yeah.
She got a dirty soda and she admitted, or he, whoever it was, said, I drank 10 Cokes. How many grams of sugar in a can of Coca-Cola? Probably 25 or 30, wouldn't you think?
Yeah.
If it's 25, which I think is on the conservative side, if it's 25 grams of sugar, that's 250 grams of sugar plus your 148 in one dirty soda. So that's like 400 grams of soda, of sugar in a day. And she got 6 Crumble cookies to go.
Oh, my God.
How much in a Coke?
39 grams. And a 12-ounce can of Coca-Cola.
So now you're talking 390 grams of sugar that person consumes, plus the 140-something in the dirty soda. So that's 530-something. And she's got cookies on top of it.
The 16-ounce Tallboy can has 52 grams of sugar.
I think he was doing her a good deed, by saying.
No wonder the Europeans love it here.
Yeah, they love it here because it's addictive, you know. And, well, but, you know, in the old days, if somebody bought a carton of cigarettes while smoking a cigarette, they're not going to say, these are terrible for you.
Yeah.
You're not going to say that. You know, that's a lot of sugar.
Yeah, to me, this would be like going into a smoke shop and having somebody say, like, you know, smoking's bad for you. It's like, I'm going to get a cookie.
Yeah, same thing.
Clearly, I don't care.
Mm. But if she's in multiple times a day getting the dirty soda, and he points out it's 140. I guess you mind your own business. You know, just sell them.
When you're working
just
somewhere.
Yeah. Just sell them, you know.
Look, wherever you're working, just mind your own business.
You all sold pizza. You don't say, there's a ton of fat in this pizza.
No, God, no.
Well, that cheese is full.
I would usually say, do you want to order another one?
We ask
you to add on breadsticks.
Yeah.
Would you like a dipping sauce with that?
Yeah, we add on your calories.
Yeah, that's true.
We have sodas. You could sell sodas.
You know, I do think deep down the person ordering this dirty soda can't really think to themselves, oh, that's not, I think you know deep down it's that bad.
I don't think they care.
Yeah, they know.
Yeah, they don't care. So yeah. I want the soda. You know, I never, when I was drinking a lot of sodas, Cokes, when I was a teenager, I didn't care. Now, when I take my kids to the dentist, when I used to, like back in the little area where you wait for the dentist, they would have test tubes full of sugar and label it, here's how much sugar is in one donut, brownie, can of Coke, and the can of Coke was
full. Unbelievable.
You know, it had a ton of sugar. And it said, like, hidden sugar. They were talking about for your teeth.
Yeah.
You know? But sugar, of course, is like the worst thing you can have. I applaud Braxton for saying to the young woman or young man. Oh, by the way.
He reminds me of the young lady that worked for me at the pizza place.
Oh, yeah.
It was vegan.
Yeah.
And every time she had to put meat on a pizza, would go, ugh.
Oh,
This is flesh.
Look what you're eating.
This is flesh.
Look
who would
what
eat
you're
this?
Doing. Why would you do this?
I had a girl like that that I worked with, and I was like, just put some gloves on and shut up.
Yeah, I had to call her. I was like, hey, Candace, can we talk?
Again.
Eventually, I just told her, so why don't you just answer the phone?
Right. We're not doing
You knew what you were doing when you got here.
I'd like double pepperoni. Oh, why? Oh, that's terrible.
My favorite was, you know it's flesh.
It's murder.
Let's not.
It's murder.